Svita's friends. This year should be a special schus. Arvin Arni Mirasi Sheyuchyu. Uli Nishmas Marases Tavas Rishomas Chayim Vesigomas Atachan Vesimir Zev. In the Tshuvas of Lechem Des Shlomo, in Chelek Choshen Mishpat and Simon Yud Gimel, he asks, and what we say in Shabbos Daf Peches, Mikan Modar Rabbi La Raisa, that we have an excuse if we don't keep the Torah. What's our excuse? That Kabbalah's HaTorah was Mitoch Ones, since Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, since we had the mountain over our head, we were forced. And if we're brought to judgment, we can taina that it was ba'ones. So we were forced, so it's not our fault. That's the Modar Rabbi La Raisa. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. Ask the Chem de Shlomo, why isn't Kvi effective? We have a rule in the Gemara, tell you of Zavin Zvine Zvini, that if somebody was forced to sell, the sale is a valid sale. As we see in Maseches Bava Basra, and here, Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs was tell you of Zavin. They were forced and they sold. Why was it a sale? Because it wasn't that they didn't get anything in return. They got something in return. What did they get? They got a haftacha. Im shemo atishmu lekoli, v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, v'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. That if you listen to my voice, and you are special to me from all the nations, and you are to me a kingship of priests, and a holy nation. So that's pretty awesome that we get to be Hashem's segula. Im shemo atishmu lekoli. So it's Talyu of Zavin. We were forced, but we sold. And that is, we made this agreement under duress, but we got something in return. So it should be a valid agreement. So the Chem de Shlomo concludes that even though Talyu Limkor is effective, Talyu Lischayev isn't effective. To sell, yes, but not to obligate yourself. Here they're obligating themselves. They're not selling something concrete. They're obligating themselves to keep Torah and mitzvahs, and that doesn't count under duress. And therefore, the Gemara says that it's a modar rabbi larai, so they have an excuse if they don't keep the Torah. Now, what's the reason that toluul ischayiv isn't effective? So, in the Sefer HaSefas Shi'urim in Bava Basra, Hagoyin HaGadol VeHatzadik, Rav Moshe Luria explained this, and in his Sefer HaSefas Shi'urim on Shabbos Pesachim and the Moadim, he discusses this question, this issue of Kabbalah HaTorah Mitoch Ones, and we are going to base our discussion on his beautiful Torah. The Mishnah Lamelech in the 10th parak of Hilchos Mechira brings the tshuva of the Maharam, where it says that even though Talyu v'yahiv lo mehani, that if somebody's forced to just give something, doesn't count. Aval ba'onis misa mahani. But if it's given under the duress of death, it is effective. And on this, ask the Mishnah Lamelech, why is it a modal la'araisa? Why do they have an excuse? It was ones misa. So under the duress of death, kafaleim harkegiyus, an agreement is effective. It's assumed that the person wants the transaction to be a transaction because he wants to save his life. So the Mishnah Lamelech is bothered why this isn't a valid transaction, this agreement that the Jews made, because it's ones misa. But we see from the Mishnah Lamelech that he holds that it's Toliu V'yayiv. He holds that it's they were forced and they gave. It wasn't considered a sale. This doesn't have the status of a sale when they agreed to be Mekabel Torah. It has the status of giving with nothing in return. But how can he say there was nothing in return? What about the Chemda Shlomo? The Chemda Shlomo brings in the Pasuk of Im Shamoa Tishmu Lekoli V'yisim Liskula Mikol Amim V'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. If we listen to God, then we're going to be His holy nation. So we get something in return. So how can the Mishnah Lamelech say not like the Chemda Shlomo? The Chemda Shlomo proved they got something in return from the Pasuk. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, no, this is a case of Toliu V'yayiv. So that's what we'd like to discuss. And again, this is based on the Torah of one of the great, great tzaddikim of Yerushalayim that almost nobody ever heard of, Hagaon Rav Rafael Moshe Luria, the author of the Avnei Shoam, the Asefas Shiurim, and the Beis Genozai, many, many chalokim of Divrei Kabbalah, incredible, incredibly deep and elevated Torah from this tzaddik. Nifter only a few years ago. Lived in Rehov Rashbam in Yerushalayim. Near the Kupat Cholim over there, near Shchunat Mekor Baruch, in that area, not far from the Tachana Merkazit. I always thought to go visit him, and I regret not having done so. The Beis Yosef brings in Simon Mem Zayin from the Chubas of the Rashba, who asks, why is there no Birchas HaTorah L'Achareha? We make a Birchas HaTorah L'Faneha. Why don't we make a Birchas HaTorah L'Achareha? And he answers that Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on mitzvahs after you do them. Kriyas HaTorah in Shul is mitakonas Ezra. On a takona, you make a bracha after. And the Beis Yosef concludes, V'linira, da'afidu amayu mevarchim l'achara mitzvah lo kashya. The Kevan, the mitzvat Hagayat HaTorah, he kol hayom v'kol halayla, v'tamid chayav lasok b'Torah, lo shayach levarech achareha. The Beis Yosef concludes that to me it appears that even if you'd make the bracha after the mitzvah, it's still not difficult, because meaning if normally you do make brachas after the mitzvah, it would not be difficult that we're making a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah, because the mitzvah v'higisa b'yom v'layla is all day and all night. So when are you after the mitzvah? You know when a person is after the mitzvah? When they're dead. But as long as a person's alive, he's not after the mitzvah. Mitzvah's constant. So that's the shakel of Atari and the Beis Yosef. Either because we don't make a bracha after mitzvahs, or Birchas HaTorah you can't make a bracha after because it never ends. But we have to understand. In the Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Chof Aleph, we want to learn Birchas HaTorah L'Achareh from a Kal V'Chomer from Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, you don't make a bracha min HaTorah before, but you make a bracha after. Torah, that you make a bracha before, you certainly make a bracha after. And for the Gemara, Mala Birchas HaMazon Shekein Neneh. No, there's no Kal V'Chomer. Because by Birchas HaMazon there's Hana. V'abi'u. Sheyesh gam achshav Hana'at Me'av. There's Hana'as Me'av. Your stomach is being nene, even after you eat. Kamo shekatub v'achronim. Sheal Hana'at HaReach Ein Bracha L'Achareha. Mishum D'leka Ata Hana'at Me'av. So food you can make a bracha after because it's still in your stomach, it's still nene, and therefore you make a bracha after it. That doesn't apply to Torah. And also hanas reach, you don't make a bracha after reach because there's no hanas meav after the smelling. Al kol panim mevoar kan להדיה דמשך שייך ברכה לאחריה. You see from the Gemara that it's shayach to make a bracha after learning Torah. The Gemara wants to learn a kalvachomer brachas amos, and we shlug up the kalvachomer. But if not for that, in principle, the Gemara has no problem with us making bracha after limud Torah. So the question is, how can the Beis Yosef reject the idea of making a bracha after the Torah? Because Torah never ends. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara, in principle, is willing to consider the idea that you do make a bracha after learning Torah. Now, with regard to kfiya on Kabbalah Satara, the Achronim already ask, why do we need kfiya on Kabbalah Satara? The Jews already said Nasev and Ishma. Achronim discuss this, even it's already in the Rishonim. We said Nasev and Ishma. So why do you need kfiya? It's already in Tanchum and Parshas Noach, Tosis and Shabbos. Keep getting earlier and earlier. Why do you need kfiya? They already said Nasev and Ishma, so why do there have to be compulsion over here? Many terutzim have been given. But after all the terutzim, it would appear that we could say as follows. That there's a chiluk, b'ikar dino, kabbalat ha-Torah mitoch ma shekiblu b'rtzonam, lebein kabbalat ha-Torah shekiblu mitoch ones. There's a difference between Torah accepted from ratzon and Torah accepted from ones. We find there's a chiv of sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So the question is, when we were mischayev in tayag mitzvahs, is that the same gedder as the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? We just have more, they only have seven, we have 613? Or no? There's a different gedder, there's a different definition. Of Taryag Mitzvahs than of Sheva Mitzvahs. V'nira. It would appear that they are fundamentally different. And this can be explained based on the famous Bach in Simon Mem Zayin, who writes that Hashem gave us the Torah Kidei shetis'atzeim nishmoseinu ba'atzmus v'ruchnius v'kedushas makor motza Torah l'chein nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah as emes l'Yisrael b'matana shelo tishtakach me'itanu kidei shetis'dabik nishmoseinu v'gufeinu ramach eivarim Vishasa Gidim, Bramach Mitzis Ese, Vishasa Mitzis Loisese. God gave us the Torah that our 248 limbs and 365 sinews should connect, should fuse with the 248 mitzvahs asay and the 365 mitzvahs lo asay. That's the idea of Kabbalah Satorah. That we should become one with the Torah. 248, 365 in our body, 248, 365 in the Torah. So our souls should become one with the spirituality and the holiness of the source of the giving of the Torah. We should become one with God who gave the Torah. One with God through the Torah that He gave us. So you see that the whole Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, Kiyum HaMitzvahs, by a Jew is different than by a Ben Noach. By a Jew, It's that he should become one with God. The Sheva Mitzvahs are a Chiyuv Gavra. They have to fulfill the will of God, the commandment of Hashem, was said to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. Hashem came when it comes to the Taryag, that's to become one with Hashem. So it would appear that all that it says in Parashas Yisro, Atemtiuli Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, V'Tiuli Skula Mikol HaAmim, that's when we're Mekayim Mitzvahs, and when we learn Torah, with the Bach in mind. This Bach, not the composer, the rabbi, not the composer with 20 children. The Bach had about 20 children, the Johann Sebastian. But Rav Yol Sirkis, the Bais Chodesh, I don't know how many children he had. I should know the rabbi more than I know the musician, but I just happened to have read that and was pretty impressed that Mr. Bach was able to have so many children. I would say Kenayna Hara, but I don't think I can give them an Ayin Hara anymore. They're all dead. Akol Panim, when you're learning based on the idea of the Bach that you're going to become one with God, that's a completely different category. And this the Jews said Naseh V'Nishma. The Kfiyas Har Kegigis, the compulsion, was Begeder Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That besides keeping the Torah, because we're going to become one with Hashem through keeping the Torah, we also have to keep the Torah because God commanded whether we like it or not, the same Geder Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And the nafkamina would be, if a person isn't Mekayim Mitzvahs Kederach HaBach, he still has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He said, I'm not interested in becoming one with Hashem. Seder, but you're still commanded, like it or not. Just like the Sheva Mitzvahs. Nobody asked them. So we're chayiv mishnei dinim. Midin becoming one with Hashem. And if we're not interested in doing that, we still have to do it mitzad the tzivui. The Kabbalah Baratzon was when we're going to do it b'derech habach. We're going to be holy, we're going to be close to Hashem. We're going to be a skula mikol ha'amim. And the Kfiyas Har Kegigis was Kederech Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that we have to keep the mitzvahs whether we like it or not. And maybe we can prove what we're saying from the Rambam. The Rambam, in the 11th parak of Hilchos Mechira, writes that a person can't be mischayev b'davar she'eino katzuv. Zulas b'dvarim aniknim ba'amira. It could go on lazun bita heishanim. He says, you can't be mischayev on something unlimited unless it's something that could be acquired verbally. Like when he says he's going to sustain his daughter for 5 years. So that, you don't know how much it's going to cost you, and you can still be mischayev because this is Dvar Manikin Bamir. Otherwise, you can't be mischayev on a Dvar Sheino Katsuv. And this is difficult because Tosfos asks, that why do you have to have kfiya? Nasa v'nishma should have been enough. So too in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma is mechalik between Torah Shebichsav, that they were mekabel baratzon, and Torah Shebaal Peh, that they were mekabel b'kfiya. It's an obligation on something unlimited. They didn't know how many mitzvahs there were. So how does the ischaivus work? So it's mashmah that Meikar Adin, the Yischaivus, the obligation, is effective. So it's Mukhrach, that there's a difference between this Yischaivus, which is not Yischaivus al Etzem HaMitzvus, to be Mekayeg Targag Mitzvus, but rather, they were Mischaiv on the Tachlis, like the Bach says, that they're going to have these mitzvus, and they're going to be Dovik Beruchnias HaTorah HaMitzvus, and be Dovik Bashem. And the Torah and the mitzvahs aren't the etzem achiyuv; they're just the hechetimtzi. They come to the tachlis hamachuvin. And that's not called ischaivus al davar sheino katsuv. That's not called obligating yourself for something unlimited. Mikivan shelo al etzem ha-mitzvot nitchaivu, v'adraba. The more mitzvahs, the better. That's going to get them to the tachlis. So all they're being mischaivin is that they want to accept upon themselves this obligation to be davik b'Hashem. But that's not they're not obligating themselves to do something sheino katsuv, because the mitzvahs, which are the davar sheino katsuv, because they don't know how many mitzvahs there were, so it's unlimited. They didn't know how much it was going to be. It wasn't a set amount, but it doesn't matter, because the point here isn't the mitzvahs, the set amount of mitzvahs. The point is their willingness to be davik b'Hashem. And that, in a certain sense, is a davar katsuv, meaning they know what they're obligating themselves on. They're going to keep mitzvahs, which are the heichet timtzi, to be davik b'Hashem. How many mitzvahs? Doesn't matter. The more the better. Because the ikar is they want to be davik b'Hashem. So there are instances where you could be mischaiv on a davar sheino katsuv, like the Rav Nikan ba'amira. So too, there's a schaivus mitoch ones. Misa, the gamar makni. Also when someone's life is in danger. It can be mischaiv mitoch ones. So you can be mischaiv in a darbar sheino katsuv is dvaram anikim ba'amira. And you can be mischaiv mitoch ones. So here also, they were mischayev on something that was katsuf. What was katsuf? Being davik b'Hashem. Afterwards, they were mischayv mitachas ahar. That goes into the category of there are things that are eno katsuv that you can be mischayv on, like dvarim aniknim ba'amira, something that could be acquired verbally. You can be mischayv a darvish eno katsuv, like being supporting your daughter for 5 years. You can be mischayv mitoch ones misa. That's what we had here. We don't, it's Misa. So these are two separate obligations. The Nasiv and Ishma part was on the Bach, the Tachlis of the Bach, to be Dovek B'Hashem. And then the Kuf Olayim Har Kegigis, that is Chayvus works, because you see that is Chayvus of Misa works. When it's Onus Misa, Dvar Menikim Ba'amira, so now we can answer the kasha of the Chemda Shlomo. The Chemda Shlomo, if we remember, asked, and that it says in Shabbos, Mikan Mudal Rabbi La Raisa, we have an excuse, we did it mitochones, we accepted mitochones. So why isn't it effective? Because we hold Tuleyu of Zuna Zvina Zvina. So here, if you're forced to sell something, it's still a sale. You're getting something in return, and here they were getting something in return, that they're going to be a skula to Hashem. So based on what we said, we have an answer to this kasha, because there's a difference between their Kabbalah Meratzon and their Kabbalah Mitachas Lahar. That they were Mekabel Beratzon after that Taftacha of you're going to be for me a mamleches kohanim, a kingdom of priests, you're going to be holy to me. So that's kiyum haTorah like the Bach, that's mitoch dveikus b'Hashem. And then they're going to have this schar, and that's Tolyu of his oven, and that works. But on this there was no Tolyu. On this there was no compulsion. This they wanted. This they were makabel baratzon. The part of that when there was haftacha, you're going to be for me a mamleches kohanim, a goy kadosh. You're going to be schooling me kol ha'amim. On that there was no kfiya. There's nothing to talk about. That they were makabel baratzon. And that they were compelled, kafalim harkigigis, that's like the Sheva Mitzvahs. And on that they weren't promised any reward. That they have to keep whether they like it or not. And Schar Nolam Hab isn't called Schar Legabe Tolyu. So that's Taka called Tolyu V'yayv. Like the Mishnah Lamelech says. This is called being forced and just giving. You're not selling, you're not getting anything in return. So that's why the Mishnah Lamelech learns that it's Tolyu V'yayv. And not Tolyu V'zavin. The Mishnah Lamelech had asked, aye, there's Onis Misa. So even though it's Tolyu V'yayv, it should work. Should be effective, even though they were forced and they gave it over. But why does he say it's Tolyu V'yayv? It's Tolyu V'zavin. They sold it. They got something in return. The answer is no. What do they get something in return for? What they accepted? Baratzon. And that they're going to be, they were promised in this world, they're going to be holy, Tashem, etc. But when they were kafaleim harkagigis, that they had to be makabel together, zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, mitoch kfiya, mitoch ones. So it emerges that the Modar Rabbi arises on kiyum mitzvahs together, zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, that they were makabel mitoch ones. That they were makabel baratzon begeder schar is amtsus nishmasam bezeh. There's no modar rabbi l'araisa that their souls are going to be united with God, and that they have no excuse. That they were makabel baratzon, that they can't say they didn't want. And on not keeping the Torah properly, the Yerushalayim was destroyed, like the Bach there says. Amav Daretz, the Birchu B'Torah, they didn't appreciate Torah. They didn't appreciate the value of Torah, what Torah does for them. So that they were Makabel Baratzon. There was no Kfiya. And the Kfiya is on the Shevimit, the Gedder of Shevimit Zmei Noach. That you have to keep the Torah whether you like it or not. No Schar promised, that's Tolyu V'yayv. And that the Mishnah Melech asked, yeah, but there was Onis Misa, so it should work mitoch Onis Misa. So how could the Gemara say it's a Motar Rabbah? But this is not a case of Tolyu V'zavin, it's not a case of selling, it's a case of just giving and not receiving anything in return. So with this we can explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and get back to our discussion of making a Bracha Chorin and Birchas HaTorah. So Mir Tashem, in the next shir, I hope that we're zochet to continue lomadu lelamed lishma v'lasos, and we should remember that sof davar kol nishma the Elokim yirav et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Thank you so much for listening. But now that we shall continue, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.